The title of this solo podcast is Wild Freedom, The Story of Attachment. You know, I wish the Buddhists and those who claim to be truly committed to helping humanity with the problems of a human being's life were actually as committed as they claim. Because they are in a real position to truly change people's lives. And instead of being sincere and genuine in both their pursuit and the revelation of this truth about the fundamental nature of the problems of life, they enter into a world of culture and prescription. And if they themselves succumb to what the rest of society succumbs to, then what they do is simply another detail and another example of that which society does. And they're supposed to be the ones who help man escape from the binds of society and the imprisonments of himself. That, I think, is the real crime. The human beings who devote themselves, or who claim to devote themselves, really have allowed themselves to succumb like everyone else, and so they're just as common as the common man. So how can they truly help human beings out of the quicksand? It's really a shame. When you hear things like attachment, and about attachment and about the pains of life, and about anxieties and fears, and all of the pains that a human being suffers in his life, he goes to the internet, or he goes to books, or he goes to temples and monasteries in search of the truth about a genuine way out of these things, so that he can live a free and a whole life. But what he gets is patronization. He gets, well, just go in the corner and meditate and be mindful and practice loving kindness and you'll get over it. It's frankly insulting, and I think that is the most egregious of crimes, is a person who is put into the position or claims to be in a position to truly help humanity. If a heathen does so, then that's understandable because he's a heathen. But if someone who claims to be put into a position to truly help humanity, if that person succumbs to the same patronization, academics, minutiae, and empty jargon that the intellectuals pursue, then he commits the biggest crime, because he was truly claiming to be in a position of help. So, like anything else that I've discovered in life, if you truly want the truth about something, there's no one who can help you. If you want prescriptions, you have an entire world at your feet, at your disposal, selling all kinds of contraptions on every street corner around the world. But if you want the truth, then when you look outside, you discover a barren wasteland of empty desert and tumbleweeds. You're on your own. So let us discuss freedom. You know, a human being at some point in his life is free. When he is a small child, he is free. As he grows up, he begins to gain an identity through the portal of a name, a whereabouts, who his family is. And then as he grows older, he gets married, he has children. And this applies to, obviously, men and women. And something happens to him along the way, and he doesn't really know the day that it happened, but from that moment forward, he enters into a different dimension of life, which is an entirely false dimension, and in doing so, he leaves freedom completely behind. He enters into the dimension of a new identity, one of being a mother or a father, or a child of a, or a sister or a brother. If we speak so specifically about families, for now, he enters into an entire escapade, an entire circus, an entire drama, an entire soap opera. And he doesn't view it as such, because to use the word soap opera is to trivialize it as if one could see it as a soap opera. But the human being doesn't see it as a soap opera. He sees it as his reality. And so within this so-called family structure, many things begin to go wrong. There are conflicts, and there are, this person wants this, and this person wants that, and the child wants this, and the parent wants that. And there's this complex web of interconnection, and these interconnections are not interconnections of humans. They are interconnections of minds. And each of these minds is beholden and mired and caught in a web of attachment. And each person is attached to his or her own idea as to what the other person should do. And ultimately, that attachment is based upon a foundation of wanting to make oneself, quote, happy. And that happiness won't come unless things happen in a certain way. And the things that happen in a certain way are dependent upon the other person or persons acquiescing to that way. And then there's conflict, and then there's sorrow, and then there's sadness, and then there's anger, and then there's anxiety, and then there's fear, and then there's resentment, and then there's pain, and then there's apologies, and then there's... And this is how the human being's life moves. And he, over years, begins to live in this way for so long that this becomes real to him. This becomes his new life and his only life. And then he begins to naturally seek fixes as to how to move away from and gain freedom from this anxiety and this fear and these such things. And then that creates a new subset of imprisonment, which is the imprisonment of the fixes. And each fix leads to a different fix. And he goes to the psychologist, and the psychologist says, well, make sure that you are kind and forgiving, and say this, but don't say that, and understand that people are sometimes this way, and they'll get over it, and eventually you'll come around, they'll come around. He just extends the soap opera for you. And then he goes to a motivational speaker, and he tells him rah, rah, crap, and, try to, be happy and get over yourself and pick yourself up, and today is a new day, and that leads to more imprisonment. And then he reads books about self-help and self-development, and they give him aphorisms to say, and so-called hacks, and morning routines, and meditate, and go for a run and exercise. And then he goes to a spiritual person, or a guru, or a monk, or a Buddhist priest, or and they tell him their own version of prescriptions and austerities that he should be doing, and no matter what the other person says, exude love and give compassion. And so this person then enters this washing machine in which he rolls around for years and years and years in response and in order to fix the previous washing machine that he had entered, which is the soap opera of the new identity of family and attachments and so forth. And thus he becomes imprisoned in every way possible. So what is the truth? Well, the truth is that there's no way to prescribe oneself into freedom. There's only a way to prescribe oneself into imprisonment. That's the truth. What is the truth about arriving at freedom? The truth about arriving at freedom is to understand what freedom really is. Wild freedom, raw freedom, is freedom from the need to have to fix anything. It is freedom from the very arising of pain. It is freedom from the impetus that spawns emotional turmoil. It is the freedom from the very seed of the devastation that human beings feel. It is a return back to one's natural state before he succumbed to the images that led to the soap operas in which he finds himself living. That sort of freedom does not exist in society. And it does not exist within the halls of monasteries. It exists only as a possibility in the one who truly desires it, not for the pleasure that it will bring, but because it will bring an end to the search for all pleasure. Raw freedom. Wild freedom is a state in which one understands that he has entered into soap operas, and that in these soap operas of identity and image, nothing will ever be all right. He will spend his entire life clenching his teeth, biting his tongue, clenching his fists, trying to convince himself that it is okay, when in his heart, he knows that it is not. Nothing can ever be okay. Nothing will ever be peaceful in the world of attachment. And naturally, and very logically, the question arises, how can one not be attached to their family? How can a parent not be attached to their children? And I think that the word attachment must be understood. Attachment is need. Put simply, attachment is need. I put up a message on Twitter recently, which I'll have to read it because I forgot exactly what it is that I said. And it speaks perfectly to attachment. Those whom you love will be the source of your suffering. And another one which says, what a man becomes attached to becomes his coffin. Now, naturally, one will ask, how can one not be attached to their family or their spouse or their children? Well, if you ask the Buddhist, they'll tell you don't be attached, which is ludicrous. I mean, it is so dismissive to say that. One must understand, not follow a precept. Whenever one is attached, then the thing or the person to which one is attached to will be the puppeteer, and you will be the puppet. That is attachment. However the other person or thing moves will be the way that the person himself moves. This is attachment. So where there's attachment, there cannot be freedom, because one's needs are invested in the other person or the other thing. Then naturally one will ask, well, how can one not be invested in their family or children? You know, to have a child is to give oneself to the child and need nothing in return from the child. And that will come across too easily. That was spoken a little bit too easily, because it will be viewed as a platitude. But it won't be viewed as a platitude if one understands the consequences of not doing it that way. If one views exactly and genuinely with open eyes where one is, he sees that he's trapped. And he's trapped in such profound misery and anxiety and fear that he doesn't know which way is up anymore. So the truth is that which is acutely necessary, not that which sounds nice. It is that which is desperately necessary. When one is no longer attached to needing respect, or to needing so-called love, or to needing reciprocation, or to needing the other person to make him happy, when one is no longer attached to the idea of happiness itself, he becomes wildly free. And this is exactly what every human being, from the depths of their bones, is craving, whether they realize it or not. Good night.